弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们在开始之前先有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let's start with a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank and praise you.
谢谢你今天早晨我们能够和弟兄姐妹们聚集在你的面前。
We thank you that we can gather together before you with brothers and sisters.
虽然我们不能够面对面。
Even though we cannot meet it face to face.
但是我们知道你的灵与我们同在。
But we know that your spirit is with us.
在各个家庭当中你保守我们。
And you protect us through each family.
我们把今天早晨的聚会完全的交在你的手中。
We want to completely commit this morning's meeting into your hands.
求你借着血来洁净我们。
May you purify us through your blood.
让我们实在是在你圣灵的光中能够和你相遇。
So that in the light of your spirit we may commune with you.
我们何等需要你的同在。
But we truly need your presence.
主，早晨我们也求你对我们的心说话。
Lord, this morning we ask that you would speak to our hearts.
把曾弟兄和我都交在你的手中。
I commit both brother John and myself into your hands.
把赞美姊妹的翻译也交在你的手中。
I also commit sister Mary's interpretation into your hands.
把众弟兄姐妹们都交在你的手中。
I commit all brothers and sisters into your hands.
求你借着圣灵实在是把你的话向我们解开。
Through the Holy Spirit, explain your words to us.
让我们早晨实在是能够唯一在你的话中来交通。
So that this morning we would fellowship only in your word.
求你帮助我们除去人任何的话语。
And take away all the words of man.
我们把一切的荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We give all glory and praise to you.
感谢赞美祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We thank you and pray this in your most precious and holy name.
Amen.
我们非常想念弟兄姐妹们。
We truly miss brothers and sisters.
虽然我们不能够相见，但是我们相信主在各个家庭当中都做保守的工作。
And even though we cannot meet face to face, we know that the Lord is watching over us and each of our families.
所以我们也为着今天早晨我们能在线上一同聚集，感谢赞美主。
And so for the ability to gather together online this morning, we want to thank and praise the Lord.
那在我简短交通之前，我想先读两处经文。
Before my short sharing, I would like to read through two passages.
第一处是在以斯帖记第四章第十四节。
The first is from Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
我先用中文来读一遍，然后我们请 Mary 姊妹用英文再读一遍。
I'll read it in Chinese first, and then Sister Mary will read it in English.
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得拯救，得解脱，蒙拯救。你和你的父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this?
第二处经文是在彼得前书第二章第九节。
The second passage is from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
我还是用中文先来读一遍。
I'll still read it first in Chinese.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
早晨我想我的感动是借着以斯帖记和弟兄姐妹们交通一点位分和现今的机会。
This morning my burden is to share with brothers and sisters through the book of Esther regarding royal position and such a time as this.
我们知道以斯帖记也是一本非常奇妙的书。
We know that the book of Esther is an amazing book.
那中间有许多属灵的真理，我们可以应用的这些实际。
There are many spiritual truths in there that we can utilize.
但早晨因着时间的关系，我想只交通这一点，就是我们得到的位分和现今的机会。
But because of the limitation in time, I will only share on this point regarding the royal position and such a time as this.
我想很多弟兄姐妹们对以斯帖这本书都非常熟悉。
I think many brothers and sisters are very familiar with the book of Esther.
为了可能还有一些初信的弟兄姐妹们，我们稍微提一点这个以斯帖的背景。
That perhaps for new brothers and sisters, we will mention a little bit of the background of Esther.
以斯帖呢是亚达薛西王的王后。
Esther was queen to King Ahasuerus.
她当时是住在波斯帝国。
They were in the King Persian kingdom.
亚达薛西统治了从印度到古时127个省。
And King Ahasuerus was ruler of 127 divisions, from India as far as Ethiopia.
在这本书里边有一个非常重要的另外一个重要的人物叫莫迪改。
There's another important character within this book, and that is Mordecai.
莫迪改是以斯帖的父亲。
Mordecai is a father to Esther.
实际上莫迪改呢，他从这个这个肉身上来讲，他是以斯帖父亲的儿子。
But in reality, in the flesh, Mordecai is the son of Esther's, the son of Esther's father, the brother of Esther's father.
那以斯帖因为他失去了父母亲，所以莫迪改就把他收为自己的儿女的儿女儿。
But because Esther was orphaned, Mordecai took her in.
以斯帖也把莫迪改作为他自己的父亲。
And Esther also adopted Mordecai as her own father.
在这个国度当中有另外一个大臣，他的名字叫哈曼。
There's also another official, great official in the story, and his name is Haman.
哈曼呢，他在王的眼中被尊为大。
And he was honored in the eyes of the king.
所以这个王就命令他所有国民都向哈曼要敬拜。
And so the king commanded all in his kingdom to bow to him.
莫迪改因为他是一个犹太人。
But Mordecai, because he is a Jew,
他知道他只能够敬拜天上的神。
He knew that he could only worship the God in heaven.
所以他拒绝敬拜哈曼。
And so he rejected paying homage and bowing down to Haman.
那哈曼心中就非常愤怒。
And so Haman became infuriated.
他就想杀掉莫迪改。
He wanted to deal away with Mordecai.
但他觉得杀掉莫迪改一个人实在是一件小事。
But he thought that laying his hands on Mordecai alone was just but a small matter.
他要把整个在这个国家里边的犹太人都赶尽杀绝。
He wanted to destroy all the Jews in their kingdom.
所以在这个关键的时候。
And so in this pivotal time.
我们下面读到这节经文就是莫迪改对以斯帖所说的话。
The verse that we read from earlier was something that Mordecai said to Esther.
说你焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为了现今的机会吗？
He said, and who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this.
那以斯帖呢，因着莫迪改的鼓励，他和全体的犹太人一起禁食祷告三天。
And Esther, through the encouragement of Mordecai, together with all the Jews in their kingdom, they fasted and prayed for 3 days.
神就奇妙般的借着以斯帖把整个的犹太人都从这个死亡当中拯救出来。
And miraculously, God through Esther delivered the entire Jewish race in their kingdom from death.
以斯帖抓住了神给他的机会。
Esther took hold of the time that God had given her.
我们知道在这个很多的英文的翻译版本里边，这个王后的位分很多的时候翻译成一个是皇家的身份，是 royal position, 或者是一个国度的身份 kingdom。
A lot of times, in different translations, this position as queen can often be translated as royal position or kingdom position.
所以我们觉得今天在今天这个时代，以斯帖的故事对我们今天生活在这个时代的儿女当中也有同样的意义。
And so we believe that the meaning behind all this in the story of Esther has great meaning for us.
就是要我们能够抓住机会。
That is for us to take hold of the opportunity and time.
如果以斯帖没有抓住机会，她可能只是这个人类历史上许多的王后之一。
If Esther didn't take hold of her opportunity and time, she may just be another queen in the history of man.
今天神也给我们这样的一个机会。
Today, God also gives us such an opportunity.
我们虽然在这个世界上没有什么地位。
Even though we don't have much position or a status in this world,
我们都是非常普通的人。
We are very ordinary people.
然而神却赐给我们一个在主里边非常尊贵的位分。
And yet God in Christ has given us a very precious position.
我们刚才读到的彼得前书告诉我们。
What we read from 1 Peter tells us.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
神把我们从万民当中分别出来。
God has separated us from all men.
不是因为我们好。
Not because we're good.
那是因为主耶稣基督的恩典拣选了我们。
But because the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ has chosen us.
这个拣选，这个 chosen 是一个非常特别的词。
This word chosen is a very interesting word.
是把这些人分别出来为了一个特别非常特别的目的。
It is to separate a group out for a special purpose.
圣经特别用到一个血统，就我们是个族类。
The Bible uses the word a chosen race.
那这个族类呢，就代表一个血统。
And this chosen race represents an ethnicity.
所以表明我们在生命的本质上与世界有分别。
Which means that in life we have this difference from those of the world.
彼得接着告诉我们，我们是有君尊的祭司。
Peter continues by telling us we are a royal priesthood.
我们知道在旧约的时代，只有祭司、大祭司每年一次能够来到神的面前。
We know that in the Old Testament, the high priest once a year could come before God.
他们在犹太人当中是非常尊贵的一群人。
And the priests were a very honored position, a group of people.
但是彼得告诉我们说，我们今天是有君尊的祭司。
And yet Peter tells us that today we are royal priesthood. We are a royal priesthood.
我们可以随时来到神的面前。
We can come before God anytime we want.
这是一个何等的地位。
What a position this is.
那彼得也接着告诉我们说，我们是圣洁的国度。
Peter continues by saying we are a holy nation.
在这个国度当中有王，有他的宪章。
And in this holy nation, there's a king, there are his law.
Yeah. 是主耶稣基督能够在这个国度当中掌权的。
And only the Lord Jesus Christ can reign as king in this nation.
这就告诉我们说，我们是被分别出来，归给他的一群人。
This tells us that we have been separated out to be his people.
仇敌撒旦今天在这个世界，是这个世界的王。
The enemy Satan, he is the king of this world today.
他也在这个世界当中有一套他自己的管理的方式。
He also has a way and method of governing.
但是我们这个在我们身上没有任何的地位。
And yet there is no position for this or place for this in our lives.
我们是被神分别出来一个圣洁的国度。
We have been separated out from by God for a as a nation, a holy nation.
这是非常特别的一件事情。
It's a very special thing.
说明我们在地上有一个地位，能够胜过仇敌撒旦任何的权势。
It means that in this world we have a position that can overcome the power of Satan.
若是我们藏身在主的里边，仇敌就在我们身上没有任何的地位。
And if we hide ourselves continually in the Lord, the enemy has no place position in us.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们是属神的子民。
The Bible also tells us that we are a people for God.
我们是神特别为神。所存留的一群人。
We are a people who have been saved for God.
有的是因为翻译里边把这个词叫做一个 peculiar, 就是一群特别的人。
Some translations say we are a peculiar people.
那这个词是在马拉基书里边出现过。
It can be seen in the book of Malachi.
讲到呢，神把我们特别分别出来，专门是特特的归给他。
So that we were specially separated out by God and we are a peculiar people given to him as his possession.
为了让我们这些普通的人能够在地上见证神的恩典。
So that we ordinary people may testify of God on earth.
见证那位召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
To testify of the God who has taken us out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
所以我们实在是为着这个荣耀的位分来感谢他。
Therefore, for this glorious royal position, we thank him.
这是完全是他的恩典。
This is fully by his grace.
那他也不但给我们这个位分，也给我们一个现今的机会。
Not only has he granted us this royal position, but he has given us such a time as this.
我们都相信今天我们活在一个非常特别的时代当中。
We all believe that we live in a very unprecedented time.
特别是这个病毒在全世界在蔓延。
Especially when COVID-19 is devastating the entire globe.
它改变了整个这个世界。
It has changed the entire world.
也改变了我们每个人个人的生活的方式。
It has changed each one of our own ways of living.
我们相信它也可能会对不论这个属灵的世界还这个物质的这个世界都会带来一个非常深远的影响。
And it will greatly impact both the spiritual realm and also this physical realm.
但是我们知道这是神的恩典。
But we know that this is the grace of God.
因为神在每次他大的审判之前，他都给我们一个警告。
Because God, before every great judgment, He gives us a warning.
也给我们一个机会，能够悔改在他面前。
He also gives us the chance to repent and return to Him.
我们之前交通过罗德的例子。
We have shared previously on the example of Lot.
神在审判索多玛和俄摩拉之前， 给他们机会来悔改。
Before he sent judgment upon the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, he gave them an opportunity.
那最近我们的弟兄们也一直在我们中间分享，我们要悔改，要重新归给神。
And our brothers recently have also shared upon repentance and returning to God.
彼得前书第一章第七节告诉我们说，我们的信心要经过试验，要经过火的试验。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7 it says that our faith must be tested by fire.
就比那个能坏的金子更宝贵。
And so that it can be more precious than gold, which is perishable.
可以在主耶稣基督显现的时候得着荣耀，得着称赞。
And be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在这个末后的时代，神要经要有一个大的审判。
In the end times, the Lord God will have great judgment.
那这个审判是用火来实行的。
And this judgment will be carried out by fire.
所有能够经过火试验的，都能够存留到永远。
All that can remain after the testing of fire will last through eternity.
所以保罗在哥林多前书三章十五到十三到十五节里面告诉我们说，我们个人的工程都要经过火的试验。
And so Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12 to 15, he tells us that everything that we have must be tested by fire.
他今天在这个试验当中给我们一个机会。
And through this testing, he gives us an opportunity.
给我们机会能够把我们的信心操练的更加的能够精火。
To test and to allow our faith to be built so that it can withstand the fire.
能够存留到永远。
And to last through eternity.
在1991年的时候在加州有一次大火。
There was a great firestorm in California in 1991.
那次大火当中烧掉了大概2500座房子。
And during that time, it destroyed about 2500 houses.
有些弟兄姐妹们家里面的房子也被烧掉。
Some brothers and sisters' homes were destroyed.
当这个大火过后之后。
After this great fire passed through.
那弟兄姐妹们回到这个废墟当中去寻找，看看有什么东西能够存留下来的。
Brothers and sisters returned to the rubble to see what was left over.
那他们就发现有些可能是像钢啊、铁这些东西可能被存留下来。
Some things like iron, steel remained.
还有一些呢，像有的人从那火里边找到一些用瓷器做的东西。
And some ceramic items as well remained.
所有的以前没有经过火的东西，完全都已经化成了灰烬。
Everything that had not previously been passed through fire was destroyed.
所有已经经过火试炼的东西都被存留下来。
And yet everything that was already previously tested by fire remained.
所以那个大火过后之后那个主日。
So the Sunday after the great firestorm.
弟兄姐妹们把他们从家里边废墟里边所找出来这些东西带到聚会当中。
Brothers and sisters gathered up what was left over after the fire. And brought it to the meeting.
每一件的物件都是之前经过火的试炼之后才能够存留下来。
And every item was something that had already been passed through the fire.
所以当神在末后要做审判的时候也是这样。
So when the Lord brings judgment in the end times, it is the same.
我们今天的信心，凡是经过火的试炼，都能够有一天存到永远。
Our faith, if it has been tested by fire, can last to eternity.
那当弟兄姐妹们把这些东西带到聚会当中的时候。
And when brothers and sisters brought these items to the meeting,
他们惊奇地发现有一个弟兄带来一个小的用瓷器做的小的动物。
They were amazed that a brother had brought this little animal figure that was made of ceramic.
它从表面上看来是非常脆弱的。
Outwardly looking, it seemed very fragile.
但是呢，却是被完好的保存下来。
But it was perfectly preserved.
为什么呢？因为这个虽然它是非常脆弱的，但是它曾经经过了火的试炼。
Why? Because even though it looks fragile, but it had already been tested by fire.
那我想这我心里边有一个非常深的感动，就是神今天不但在我们的这个全世界做大的工作。
And so I have this feeling inside that the Lord God is not only doing a work in this world.
也在我们有些弟兄姐妹们可能正在经历。非常大的艰难。
And maybe brothers and sisters currently are going through great tribulation, trials.
可能会这些会建立像钢铁般一样的信心。
but perhaps it will establish faith like iron.
但是神也在我们每天的生活当中做更细致的工作。
But every day the Lord is doing a more delicate work in our lives.
那这些工作是要能够存留到永远，也是能够存留到永远的。
And this work can also last through eternity.
圣灵有的时候它是非常温柔，做非常温柔细致的工作。
The Holy Spirit is very gentle and he does work very gently.
但是无论怎样，所有出自圣灵的工作都有火的性质。
But everything that comes of the work of the Holy Spirit has this characteristic of fire.
因为五旬节圣灵的工作好像是火焰一样降下来，有火的性质。
Because during the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended like tongues of fire.
所以我们现在所面临的这个世界是我们的一个机会。
And so the world that we face today is our opportunity.
特别是在今天这个末后的时代。
Especially in these end times.
主耶稣基督快来的日子近了。
When the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is soon.
我们应该抓住每一个机会，在神面前，我们的信心得到建立。
We ought to take hold of every opportunity before the Lord so that our faith may be built.
当我们看见这个整个世界出现这些所有这些混乱的时候。
When we see the chaos in this world.
有时候我们的心也被打搅。
Sometimes our hearts are troubled.
特别是美国的疫情，我们想怎么会是这样子。
Especially the outbreak and pandemic in the U.S.
但是盼望着圣灵在我们里边做一个更深的工作。
But, and we may ask why is this happening, but may the Holy Spirit do a deeper work in us.
无论在世界上发生什么。
No matter what happens in this world.
我们知道我们的神是做主掌权的神。
We know that our God is one who reigns and is supreme.
他是从昨日今日直到永远都不变的神。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
历史是他的历史。
History is his history.
我们今天我们的神仍然在这个环境当中掌权。
And today, even so, our God is reigning.
我愿意把我们自己最深处的那个感觉放在他里边，经过圣灵的工作，有火的试验。
May we place this feeling within him so that everything that we do can go through the test of fire.
那我们每天的生活其实也是一个机会。
Our everyday life is an opportunity.
那神就像我们刚才举的那个例子，那个小的用瓷器做的动物一样。
Just as the example we gave, the tiny animal figurine made of ceramic.
如果我们把我们每天生活的经历都放在他的手中，
If we place our everyday experiences in his hands,
他可以在这些平凡的日子当中做不平凡的工作。
He can give your ordinary, he can cause your ordinary day to, and make it extraordinary.
我们的生活方式现在被改变了。
Our daily living has been altered.
我们可能有更多的时间。
Perhaps we have more time.
那我们是不是把这些时间用在神的手中？
Now are we committing this time into the hands of the Lord?
我们把它交在神的手中，让我们的时间能够真实的在神面前得以纪念。
May we commit this time into God's hands and so be remembered by Him.
我们现在不出去工作了，在家里边，夫妻之间可能有更多的时间相处。
Perhaps we're not going to work anymore, and as a couple, we have more interactions.
我们的孩子们可能不出去上学了，可能和父母亲有更多的时间相处。
Our children may not be attending school right now. We may interact with them more.
这些都是非常美好的机会。
These are all precious opportunities.
有的时候也是一些挑战。
And sometimes it can be a challenge.
我们会不会把每一件小事都带到神的面前？
Would we bring every small matter before God?
有一个姊妹告诉我的姊妹说，他听说在这个疫情当中，还是在中国，也许是世界其他地方也是一样，这夫妻之间有更多的时间在一起了，但是离婚率开始提高了。
There's a sister who told my wife that in China, and perhaps it's happening around the world as well, that as couples spend more time together at home, the rate of divorce has already also increased.
以前我们可能没有很多的时间在一起相处。
Perhaps prior we didn't have too much time to interact with one another.
现在我们可以跟我们的家人、跟我们的儿女在一起。我们可不可以把这所有的这些都带到神的面前
？Now that we can be together with our family members and our children, can we bring all these matters before God?
把每件小事都放在他的手中。
And place every small matter into His hands.
如果我们把这些都是自己来处理的话，没有经过圣灵。那这个将来不会留下什么永恒的果效。
If we take care of things on our own, well, without the working of the Holy Spirit, then it will have no eternal value.
但是如果我们把每一件小事都放在神的手中，
But if we place every small matter into the hands of God,
圣灵可以做的火炼的工作，
The Holy Spirit can carry out the work of fire.
可以在我们里边建立起信心，能够存留到永远。
And establish faith in us that it lasts through eternity.
虽然这个信心可能在外边看不是特别大的信心，
Even though this faith outwardly may not seem to be so great.
但是呢，它却是有一个永恒的价值。
And yet it has eternal value.
所以我们深愿神在我们每个平凡的日子当中越显得真实。
So we sincerely hope that in our ordinary daily lives, the Lord may prove himself to be faithful.
当我们把这些平凡的经历放在他的手中的时候，
When we place these ordinary experiences into his hands,
他可以建造不平凡存留到永远的工作。
He can do an extraordinary work that lasts through eternity.
好，今天我的交通就结束到这里，把下面时间交给分析师。
My sharing will end here today. I will give the following time to Brother John.
We 非常感谢主借着玛丽弟兄给我们非常宝贵的美好的信息，给我们的激励。
We thank the Lord for Brother Ma's encouragement and wonderful words spoken.
圣灵真的是非常的奇妙。
Holy Spirit is truly amazing.
我们弟兄所谈到的重点跟圣灵感动我的也是一样。
The points that our brother shared and the burden that the Holy Spirit placed in me is the same.
得到的负担就是要赎回光阴，也可以说是抓住机会。
What I want to share about today is to redeem the time, also known as taking hold of the opportunities.
并且是为着即将来到的国度，我们来做预备，可以有份于那荣耀的国度。
And also to prepare ourselves for the coming kingdom so that we may have a part in the kingdom.
我们刚开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹来一起读几处的圣经。
As we begin, we'll ask brothers and sisters to flip through a couple passages.
第一处是以弗所书第五章。
The first is from Ephesians chapter 5.
我们要读十五到十九节。
We'll read from verse 15 through 19.
我先读中文，请赞美姊妹读英文。
I'll read first in Chinese and then Sister Mary will read in English.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God.
第二处是哥罗西书第五章。第四章第五节。
Second will be from the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 5.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Conduct yourselves with wisdom toward outsiders, making the most of the opportunity.
在我们所读到的两处经文里，
From the two passages we read,
我们都看见使徒保罗提醒我们要赎回光阴，抓住机会。
We see Apostle Paul reminding us to redeem the time and make the most of our time.
在过去的两次孙立兄释放的信息里，
Through the two messages Brother Sun recently shared,
使用的经文就是马太福音第24章说，看哪，我预先告诉你们了。
He utilized the verse, a passage from Matthew chapter 24 that says, Behold, I have told you in advance.
主预先告诉我们是什么目的呢？
What was the purpose of the Lord telling us in advance?
那是要叫我们提早预备。
It is so that we can prepare in advance.
当这一次的瘟疫流行的时候，
When the pandemic began,
有一些国家他们没有提早预备。
Some countries did not prepare ahead of time.
疫情就非常的严重。
And the virus wreaked severe havoc.
有些国家他们提早预备了。
Some countries were prepared ahead of time.
情况就轻了很多。
And their situation was much better.
所以最近常听到一个名词叫做超前部署。
And so nowadays you hear this saying more often, to stay ahead of the game or be one step ahead.
就是当重大的事件还没到的时候已经预备好了，所以不至于使这个灾难太过于严重。
So that even before the catastrophe comes or happens, you're already prepared, therefore it can be lessened.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在当预备什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what are we prepared for right now?
在旧约阿摩斯书第四章十二节。
In the Old Testament, from the book of Amos, chapter 4, verse 12.
神借着先知阿摩书告诉以色列人。
God, through the prophet Amos, told Israelites.
说以色列啊，你当预备迎接你的神。
And he said, O Israel, prepare to meet your God.
在我刚到西雅图，那就是1992年的时候。
When I first came to Seattle in 1992,
我住在一对年长弟兄姊妹的家。
I lived in an elderly couple's home.
他们的客厅里面挂了好大一幅字。
They had this great inscription, this huge inscription on their wall.
那幅字就是说，你当预备迎接你的神。
And that inscription said, "Prepare to meet your God."
现在想起来，我们年长的弟兄姊妹。真的是他们是预备迎接神的一对夫妻。
Looking back on this, the elderly couple was truly one that prepared for the coming of the Lord.
那么当我们遇见我们主的时候，
Now when we meet our Lord,
是拿什么来见他呢？
What do we bring to meet him?
或者是说我们主回来的时候，他到底要找什么呢？
Or it is to say, when our Lord returns, what is he seeking?
有弟兄告诉我们，
There are brothers who tell us.
他说主来的时候他要寻找的就是他的自己。
When the Lord returns, he is seeking himself.
我们知道今天我们蒙恩得救，
We know that we have been saved by grace today.
圣灵一直在工作，
And the Holy Spirit continues his work.
这个工作的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of this work?
圣灵不是说叫我们去做一点这个福音工作，圣灵不是叫我们说有一点好的道德行为。
His work is not to say, share a little bit of the gospel or act, walk morally.
他乃是在为基督预备心腹。
He is preparing a bride for Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
When we are saved by grace,
我们是父神把我们许配给他的儿子，来做他目前是童贞女，将来是做他的妻。
We are the currently the virgin being prepared to be the wife and bride of Christ.
我们的主就是那个新郎。
Our Lord is that bride, that bridegroom.
今天主这里已经告诉我们的事，所指的就是新郎要回来了。
And what the Lord wants to tell us today is that the bridegroom is coming.
那么新郎和新妇之间最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing between the bride and bridegroom?
最重要的是爱。
The most important is love.
所以主告诉我们。
So the Lord tells us.
整个律法的总纲头一条就是我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The greatest of these commandments, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind.
作为一个童贞女。
To be a virgin.
我们的爱只能够归给我们的未婚夫。
Our love can only be given to our bridegroom, our fiance.
其他的都不应当分去我们的爱。
Nothing else should have a portion of our love.
那么圣灵如何来预备我们主耶稣的妻呢？
Now how does the Holy Spirit prepare the bride of Christ?
主保罗在加拉太书四章十九节这样告诉我们。
Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19 tells us,
我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you.
保罗为着加拉太的弟兄姊妹，
Paul for the sake of the brothers and sisters in Galatia,
他像母亲乳养自己的小孩。
He was as a mother nursing her own children.
他所为他们忍受的是生产之苦，生产之难。
And what he suffered for them was labor and the beginning of birth pain.
孙兄告诉我们，这次的瘟疫是生产之难的起头。
Brother Sun has told us that the pandemic this time is just the beginning of birth pain.
这两处的生产之难都是一个目的。
And there is a purpose and goal for these birth pains.
就是要叫基督成形在我们的里面。
So that Christ may be formed in us.
那也就是启示录里面讲到男孩子要出生。
It is also refers to in Revelation when it says the male child is to be born.
那么为着这样的预备。
And for this preparation,
时间就是一个非常重要的因素。
Time is a very important factor.
弟兄姊妹们
,Brothers and sisters,
我们中国人有一句话说一寸光阴一寸金。
There is a saying, and it's different in Chinese, but the English version is time is money.
寸金难买寸光阴。
But money cannot buy time.
我们浪费金钱固然是可惜。
It is a pity to waste your money.
但是浪费光阴那更是最大的遗憾。
But it is of greatest regret to waste your time.
当我们在疫情当中的时候
,During this pandemic,
我们的时间变多了。
We have more time.
我们不需要开车通车上下班上下学。
We don't need to commute to and from school or work.
我们很多其他的平常的忙碌也减少了。
And a lot of other busy work have also decreased.
不用接送小孩。
We don't need to send or pick up our children.
我们时间变多了。
We now have more time.
但是时间变多有两种可能性。
But there are two possibilities with more time.
一个是智慧人的选择。
One is the choice of a wise person.
智慧人的选择是更多的时间他来积蓄更多的恩典。
A wise man would utilize more time to store up more grace.
为的是要得奖赏，得产业。
So that he can receive the reward and to receive an inheritance.
但是愚昧人却用更多的时间来积蓄神的愤怒。
But a foolish man uses more time to store up the wrath of God.
犯罪，得罪人，得罪神。
To sin, to offend man, to offend God.
结果就是等候审判。
And the result is to wait for judgment.
得到的就是责备和刑罚。
And what they receive is condemnation and judgment.
所以使徒一再的提醒我们。
So the apostle continues to remind us.
要做智慧人，不要做愚昧人。
To be wise men and not foolish men.
在这些抉择的面前，我们要依靠我们的主，把正确的决定做好。
And before these choices, through God, we need to make the right one.
刚才我们所读的两处圣经。
In the two passages that we read.
以弗所书和哥罗西书都是讲到神永远的旨意。
From the book of Ephesians and Colossians, they both speak on the eternal purpose of God.
这个永远旨意成就的时候，那是要带给我们荣耀的盼望。
When this eternal purpose of God is fulfilled, it will bring us glorious hope.
那么所以在这里使徒就提醒我们。
And therefore, the apostle reminds us here.
若我们要有份于那荣耀的盼望在天国的时代。
If we are to have a portion in this glorious hope during the millennium kingdom.
一定要赎回光阴，一定要抓住机会。
We must redeem the time, we must take hold of these opportunities.
所以时间在这里扮演一个关键的角色。
And so time is a very pivotal and important factor.
在这里有七个点我想跟弟兄姊妹们有一点的彼此勉励。
There are seven points that I want to mutually encourage brothers and sisters with.
第一个点就是早起晨更。
The first is to rise early and do devotions.
在台湾有一个长老叫做吴勇长老。
There is an elder in Taiwan named Yang Wu.
他得救之后很快教会说要叫他教主入学。
After being saved very quickly, soon after, the church asked him to teach Sunday school.
他害怕得不得了。
And he was scared.
回去告诉他太太怎么办。
And he went home and asked his wife, what should I do?
他太太说，你要跟太阳赛跑。
His wife said, you need to race with the sun.
那他说什么意思？
He said, what does that mean?
他说你每天要比太阳早起。
And she said, you need to rise before the sun does.
比太阳早起做什么呢？
What do we do? What, to do what?
亲近主。
To draw near to God.
祷告。
To pray.
读圣经。
To read the Bible.
他就非常的配合的开始从那天起天天跟太阳赛跑。
And so he listened, and every day he would race with the sun to get up before it.
在他31岁的时候得到末期的大肠癌。
When he was 31 years old, he was diagnosed with late stage colon cancer.
医生打开他肚子又把他缝回去。
The doctors opened him up and then sewed him back together.
但是人不能的在神凡事都能。
But with man, what is impossible, with God, all things are possible.
主奇妙地医治了他。
The Lord miraculously healed him.
让他一直侍奉主到85岁。
And so that he continued to serve the Lord until he was 85.
他非常的热心传福音。
He very fervently shared the gospel.
建造教会。
And built up the church.
这个生命是何等的有价值。
And his life was full of value.
那么第二个点，读经。
Secondly, reading the Bible.
我在这个疫情当中接到有一个弟兄给我简讯。
During this outbreak, I received a text from a brother.
他告诉我说，这位兄，我能够不出门在家里是多么好。
He said, Brother John, it's so wonderful to not leave, to have to leave the house.
我过去一个多月读的圣经比我以前一年读的还要多。
In the past month, I read more of the Bible than I did in the whole year last year.
我读到弟兄的简讯。
When I received his text,
非常受感动。
I was truly moved.
也非常的惭愧。
And I was also put to shame.
我们弟兄是那样的爱慕主的话语。
How our brother loved the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
主的话到底多好。
How wonderful is the word of God?
我们知道迦南美地就是预表基督。
We know that the land flowing with milk and honey is a type of Christ.
神的话语不是别的，就是基督。
And the word of God is none other than Christ.
那迦南地是牛奶与蜜之地。
Now the land of Canaan was a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以主的话语当中也是满了奶和蜜。
And therefore, the word of the Lord is also full of milk and honey.
彼得前书第二章二到三节告诉我们。
First Peter chapter 2 verses 2 and 3 tells us.
我们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
We need to long for the pure milk of the word.
这个灵奶就是主的神的话说的。
This milk is speaking of the word of God.
小孩喝奶才会长大。
Newborn babies grow through nursing.
我们也必须读圣经才能够长大。
We also need to grow and mature through reading His word.
诗篇第十九篇十节告诉我们。
Psalm 19:10 tells us.
神的话比金子可羡慕，比蜜更甘甜。
The word of God is more desirable than gold, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey.
在撒母耳记上第十四章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 14.
当以色列人跟非利士人打仗的时候
When the Israelites were battling against the Philistines,
约拿丹吃了一点点蜜他的眼睛就明亮了
Jonathan's eyes were brightened after tasting a little honey.
表示他的精神体力复原又可以再征战了
And it represents his strength returning to him once again he was able to fight.
神的话语对我们的生命是何等的重要。
How important is the word of the Lord for our lives?
第三个点，我们用时间来传福音。
Thirdly, let us use this time to share the gospel.
要抓住机会来传福音。
To make the most of these opportunities to share the gospel.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
Apostle Paul tells us.
无论对哪一种人，他都欠他们福音的债。
No matter to whom, he is under obligation. Through the gospel.
传福音就是还福音的债。
Sharing the gospel is paying the debt of the gospel.
在1992年的时候
In 1992,
有一个年长的弟兄从国内来到这里。
There was an elderly brother who came here from China.
虽然他已经七八十岁，
even though he was in his 70s, 80s,
但他对他为福音竭力的奔跑。
But he ran diligently for the gospel.
从他的言语和行动我看得出来。
Through his words, through his speech and his actions,
他就是在那里为着福音要还债。
That he was there to repay this debt of the gospel.
要赎回他过去所浪费掉的光阴。
To redeem the time that he had wasted previously.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
福音的传扬跟主的再来密切有关。
There is a very intimate relationship between the sharing, spreading of the gospel and the return of the Lord.
主说这天国的福音必须传遍天下，然后末期才来到。
The Lord said that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the world, the whole world, and then the end will come.
罗马书告诉我们说，外邦人得救人数满足了，那么以色列全家就得救。
In Romans, it tells us, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in,And so also, so all Israel will be saved.
所以盼望我们，虽然在疫情当中，我们用各种的方式，各样的智慧，把福音传出去。
So while we are here during this outbreak and pandemic, may we utilize all methods to share the gospel.
那么第四个是赦免人，也求人赦免。
Number four is to forgive others and ask for forgiveness.
在罗马书在路加福音十一章四节这样说。
In the gospel according to Luke chapter 11 verse 4 it says,
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us.
所以我们对人有亏欠，我们就要求人赦免。
Therefore, if we are indebted to others, we need to ask for forgiveness.
别人对我们有亏欠，我们要赦免别人。
If others are indebted to us, then we need to forgive them.
所以这个还的是亏欠人的债。
And so what we are giving back is, or what we are paying for is the debt of, being shortchanging others.
我们要竭力的与人和好。
And when we need to pursue after harmony with others.
不仅是赦免了。
Not only to forgive.
并且要爱人如己。
But also to love others as we love ourselves.
我们一边尽力尽一切的爱我们的神。
On one hand, we use all our strength and might to love our God.
一边学习爱人如己。
On the other hand, we learn to love others as ourselves.
我们要趁着还没有到审判之前。
And to take this time before we come before the judgment seat.
与那控告我们的人要和好。
To reconcile with those who accuse us.
这样我们就不会被审判，就不会被下在监牢里。
And in this way, we won't be judged, we won't be cast down to fire.
那个下在监牢里就是无份于天国。
Or we won't be cast into prison because that would mean we have no part in his kingdom.
第五个点就是要预备油。
The fifth point is to prepare oil.
马太福音第二十五章告诉我们。
In the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25.
十个童女当中有五个是聪明的，有五个是愚拙的。
Of the ten virgins, five were foolish, five were prudent.
聪明的，他们不仅有灯，并且预备油。
The prudent not only took oil, took their lamps, but also prepared oil.
愚拙的有灯，却不预备油。
The foolish had their lamps, but they had no oil with them.
所以当新郎来的时候，
so therefore when the bridegroom came,
愚拙的想要跟聪明的要油。
The foolish asked to borrow some oil from the prudent.
但是聪明的说，这个油不够你我来用。
But the prudent said, perhaps it is not enough for both you and I.
你自己到卖油的那边去买吧。
And they said, go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.
但是来不及了。
But they ran out of time.
当他们买回来的时候，门已经关了。
After returning from buying some oil, the gates had closed.
那主告诉他们说，我不认识你们。
And the Lord told them, I do not know you.
这些童女都是信主的。
All these virgins are Christians.
但为什么主说不认识他们呢？
So why does the Lord say, I do not know you?
因为主对我们的认识还有不同的时期。
because the Lord's recognition of us also have different timings.
主现在认识我们。
The Lord knows us now.
到永远的时候，主也认识我们。
And in eternity, He also knows us.
但是在国度那一千年的时候，只有那些预备好的，在生命上，在侍奉上被主接纳进去的，主认识他们。
Only during the kingdom in the thousand years, the Lord will only recognize and know those who have diligently loved Him and served Him.
所以我们要注重生命。
And so we need to really emphasize life.
我们学会与弟兄姊妹和谐的配搭。
Learn to work in harmony with brothers and sisters.
在以弗所书第五章那里告诉我们说
In Ephesians chapter 5 it tells us
19节说当用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说口唱心和的赞美主
To speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord
最美的合唱团就是大家唱的都是和谐的
The best choir is that one is one that can harmonize very well
但是当我们不能够与人配搭的时候
But when we cannot cooperate with others
就是只能独唱不能合唱的人
Those people who can only sing solos and not as one choir
这样我们会无份于那个国度
In this way we will have no portion in that kingdom
因为那个国度是为着基督身体合一的见证预备的
Because that kingdom was prepared, is prepared forfor the testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
得胜者也必须是追求基督身体合一见证的一般人。
The overcomers also have to be a group that pursues after the testimony of the unity of the body of Christ.
那么第六个点是生命。
And number six, it is life.
在我们所失去的光阴里面，我们的生命该长的没有长。
In the time that we have lost or wasted, our lives have not grown when it should have.
那么赎回光阴就是要补足那个没有长的部分。
Now, to redeem the time is to fill in the gap of when it should have grown.
启示录第十四章那里告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 14, it tells us.
当羔羊站在锡安山的时候。
When the Lamb stands upon Mount Zion.
有14万4千人同他站在那里。
There are 144,000 with him.
他们是羔羊无论往哪里去都跟随的一般人。
And they are a people that follow the Lamb no matter where he goes.
因此他们就做了初熟的果子归于神和羔羊。
And therefore they became the first fruits that follow the Lamb.
初熟的果子是最值钱的。
The first fruits are most valuable.
一棵树上有很多果子。
There are many fruits on a fruit tree.
最后都要成熟。
And in the end they will all ripen.
但是时间的快慢价值就不同。
But there is a difference in value when it comes to the timing.
那些有预备能进国度的弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters who have prepared and are able to enter into the kingdom.
不是因为他们预备的特别好
It's not because they prepared especially well.
而是他们抓住机会提早预备
But it is because they made the most of their time and they prepared ahead of time.
因此时间到他们就能够进去了
And therefore when the time came, they could enter.
那么第七个是讲到奔跑
Number seven speaks of running.
怎么样能够去赎回光阴呢
How can we redeem the time?
我们要从坐着走路的情况变成跑步
We need to go from a sitting or a walking condition to a running state
使徒保罗在腓立比书告诉我们他是向着标杆直跑
Apostle Paul tells us in the book of Philippians that he presses on towards the goal
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召他来得的奖赏
For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
跑是秘诀
Running is the secret.
主已经把奖赏摆在前头
The Lord has already placed that prize up ahead.
我们是否有这样的心智
Do we have such a heart and desire?
时间已经不多了
We are running out of time.
机会越来越少
And so opportunities are becoming less.
我们只有在时间中可以背十字架
We can only bear the cross in time.
为主受苦
And suffer for the Lord.
可以为着建造基督的身体受苦
To suffer for the building of the body of Christ.
但是圣经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us.
这自战自心的苦楚要我们换得极重无比永远的荣耀
That
那个是在哥林多后书第四章，没有在这里，你就把它放下就可以。
That we need to
4:17，你说4:17，这自降自轻的苦楚，要我们换来极重无比永远的荣耀。
That through our tribulation and our trials and our laboring, we will receive glory.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
时间的确是最宝贵的。
Time is truly the most precious.
如果我们有心智要赎回
，If we have the heart to redeem it to utilize it，
主在约珥书上告诉我们
，The Lord in the book of Joel tells us，
他说他要把我们那些被蝗虫、蚊子、蚂蚱、茧虫所吃掉的那些年日补还给我们。
He will make up to us the years that have been gnawed at by the locusts, swarming locusts, and eaten by them.
所以在主这里有赎回的恩典。
And so in the Lord there is a redemptive grace.
愿我们彼此勉励。
May we mutually encourage one another.
好好的在疫情当中赎回光阴。
To redeem the time and to utilize our opportunities during this outbreak.
抓住机会。
And take hold of these opportunities.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你何等爱我们。
You love us.
你不仅救我们。
You not only saved us.
你要救我们到底。
You will save us to the uttermost.
要我们得奖赏，得产业。
To receive a reward and to receive the inheritance.
但愿你这位召我们来得奖赏的主。
May you, the Lord who has called us.
把心智赐给我们。
Give us a desire in our hearts.
给我们再抓回机会。
So that we may redeem the time and opportunities.
可以补回我们所有一切失落的光阴。
And to make up for all the time we have lost.
当你来的时候。
So that when you return.
我们能够欢欢喜喜地迎接你。
We can joyfully welcome you.
一同进入你的国度。
And together enter into your kingdom.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里有一些简单的报告。
Brothers and sisters, we have some short announcements.
头一个是我们希望所有弟兄姊妹都能够尽量的利用主日早晨可以播饼。
First is we hope all brothers and sisters can utilize the time Sunday morning to break bread.
如果我们自己在家里播饼不容易持续。
If it is difficult for us to keep it up at home by ourselves.
请参加各个祷告分组的线上播饼。
Please attend and join the breaking of bread meetings by your prayer groups online.
每个礼拜二都请弟兄姊妹们尽量参加祷告聚会。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to attend prayer meeting every Tuesday night.
有负担的弟兄姊妹可以禁食。
And those who have a burden may fast.
为着神的旨意的成就，切切的祷告。
And to pray earnestly for the fulfilling of the will of God.
我们感谢有国内的弟兄姊妹送给我们许多，还有福音朋友送给我们许多火灶。
We thank many brothers and sisters and also gospel friends from China who have sent us masks.
有需要的弟兄姊妹，请跟叶红良弟兄联系。
For any brothers and sisters who have a need, please contact Brother Steve Ye.
我们请弟兄姊妹多一点关心其他的弟兄姊妹。
We also ask brothers and sisters to encourage and care for more of brothers and sisters.
在主里面年幼的。
Those who may have just, who are young in the Lord.
或者是在肉身上年长的。
Or physically elderly.
另外就是我们希望弟兄姊妹不要在这个教会中间去讨论，去辩论这些世界性的议题。
Another thing is we hope brothers and sisters would refrain from discussing or debating global topics in your group.
不要在我们的群组里面发布与聚会或祷告无关的事。
In the group chats, do not share or spread any information that is not about the meetings or prayer.
那我们竭力的持守弟兄相爱。圣徒合一的命令。
So that we may keep the commandment of loving one another.
我们也请帮助还没有能够参加各种线上聚会的弟兄姊妹，鼓励他们 帮助他们能够连上线。
Also encourage and reach out to brothers and sisters who have not yet started attending various online meetings so that they may join and also help them connect online.
下个主日有屈浩宇弟兄和王继远弟兄来分享信息。
Next Sunday we will have Brother Nelson Chu and Brother Qian Wang who will be sharing with us.
李世博弟兄翻译。
Brother Jipo Li will be interpreting.
请为弟兄们的服事代祷。
Please pray for our brother's service.
那么其他的代祷事项在我们的网站上都有。
There are all the other prayer requests are listed on our website.
请弟兄姊妹到网站上去看，并且在祷告中切切的纪念主的工作，还有我们在苦难中的肢体们。
So we hope brothers and sisters can go online and review those and pray for our time during this pandemic. Pray for the work of the Lord and may we remember the fragile and weak members of the body.
好，我们今天聚会就停在这里。
We will end our meeting here today.
愿主与弟兄姊妹同在。
May the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
祝福你们的生活、追求和工作。
Bless your lives, your pursuit, and your work.
保守大家平安健康。
And that everyone would be safe and healthy.
再见。
See you next time.